Let's begin off the Perek. Perek Mem Aleph Pasik Vav. We middle this Pasik. We did this yesterday in great detail according to the use of the Stavit. And the truth is, we'll see. I discovered some new things. Let's now do it according to Rashi. Rashi is not that different. There's a little controversy in Rashi and what Rashi says. I'll show you what I mean. But let's just read the Pasik again. Vahatzla Ois. Let's read the Pasik again. It's Perek Mem Aleph Pasik Vav. Vahatzla means the chambers which are called the Ta'im. So these words are interchangeable. Why in Sefer Melachim are we using the word Selah, whereas in Sefer Melachim we use the word Ta? Okay, that is also a topic of discussion. The same, it's the same exact chamber, and yet the vocabulary of Sefer Melachim is different than the vocabulary of Sefer Yecheskel. That itself is why? What is that? What is that? What? Why should that be so? Why should there be a change in vocabulary? But
what
yet,
what is it in Malachim?
Ta.
So there it's Ta and Selah.
And here it's Tsela. Here the main word, the word that's used, I think, does it say the word Ta altogether?
Some of them are called Ta and some of them are called Selah.
Right, but does it even say the word Ta? I don't remember. Does it say the word Ta? I'm not even sure it says the word Ta.
Just in the diagrams?
Only in the diagrams, Rashi used the word Ta, because Rashi is borrowing from Sefer Malachim. Okay, the word could be. Or maybe the word Ta was used when in the chambers surrounding the outside of the Chatzar. The Chatzar Achitzoyna. Okay,
right.
So by the Chatzar Achitzoyna is where we use the word Ta. And in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Bayis Rishon, there were no chambers on the outside of the Chatzar Achitzoyna by the Ezras Noshim. The only place where there were chambers were around the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and there is the word the Pasuk used in Sefer Melachim was Ta. Here, when it comes to the chambers surrounding the Kodesh HaKadoshim, we don't use the word Ta at all, we use a new word, Tsela. That's very mysterious. I mean, it's the same exact thing. And why do we change the words to differentiate between these chambers and the chambers that surround the Chatzar HaYitzayna? Maybe, I don't know. But in any event, we have the plural, the Hatzla Ois, these chambers, Tsela El Tsela, one adjacent to the other and one on top of the other. Shalosh u'shloshim pa'amim, for a grand total of 33. Okay, uba'ois bakir. We're going to read the translate the words the way we translated it yesterday, because Rashi really says exactly the same thing. Uba'ois bakir, and the floor beams of the middle level and the floor beams of the third level, ba'os bakir, they entered into the wall that was near the heichal. The asher labayis. The bayis means the inner wall. There's the inner wall that's closer to the heichal, and there's the outer wall that's closer to the outside. A chamber has a wall on the left, a wall on the right. The wall that was towards the inside, the heichal, that wall that went all the way up, very, very, whatever height away, that wall that went up didn't go up all that high, because it was, picture number one is not accurate, because picture number one is really, I don't know why the picture number one is, because there was the mesibah, there was really a space in between the chambers and the heichal, but the wall that went up, it got narrower as it ascended, in order to create a blita, a protrusion, upon which the floor beams could rest firmly and securely to support the second floor. So it was ba'os, it entered bakir. It entered, meaning it rested upon the ledge of the kir, of the wall, asher labayis, that was towards the inside. But not for latzalois, for all of the chambers, that saviv, which went around on all three sides. Why was it done in this fashion? Lihyos achuzim, so it should be strong. If you can rest the floorboard upon a surface beneath it, it's much stronger. V'lo yihyu achuzim bikir habayis. Now this means it was not attached to the wall with clamps, brackets, or some type of technique that was done in an ordinary construction in the wall of the bayis, because that would not have been strong enough, or that would not have been sufficiently strong, and therefore it was done with the better technique of ba'os. So it's ba'os bakir versus achuzim bakir. When it's ba'os bakir, that means that the wall is getting thinner, is getting narrower as it ascends another level to create a protrusion upon which you can rest the floor beams, versus achuzim bakir is where you put a bracket, like look at these bookcases over here. Okay? In my home, all the bookcases already collapsed. Over the years, I had to go and repair them all. Because the brackets, you put the brackets in these little teeny holes. And what happens eventually? The weight of the svarim, and especially when you abuse it, you put the svarim in, you get angry at a sefer. And you put it down into the shelf nice and hard. Bang! The bracket breaks, the support in the bookcase, it breaks. The bracket breaks, the whole shelf comes crashing down.
That's how the towers came down.
That's how what?
The towers came down.
Okay. I know my where I live, at home, I know in the bathroom, the floor is collapsing. The weight of the bathtub has caused that the floor is mamish. It's like really, it's coming to a point of sakana where it's probably the same thing. We have to rip up the floor and see what's doing underneath there. Same thing because it's attached. The floor beams are attached to the side beams with a bracket or some type of thing they put there to keep it in place. And eventually it gives way and it collapses. They were afraid if the base inch was meant to last forever, you don't want to do that. That's why you have to have a better technique is where, as you see in the illustration, number one, is where you want the floor beams to rest upon a horizontal surface.
And the problem with this picture.
Yeah, there's no alleyway. Only on one side, exactly. That's a chiddush. So why on one side, not on the other side? That's a mystery. Why don't you do this on both sides? I don't know the answer. It doesn't say. It's a very good point you're making, and it's a very big mystery why it's not done. But it's not. It says explicitly in the pasuk, this is only done asher labayis, which the mitzudos and Rashi we're going to read now says it means to on the inner wall, not on the outer wall. The outer wall, there were indeed some type of bracket or clamp, whatever you want. Yeah?
Would metallic brackets be a problem?
Metal? Why should metal be white? The kabel tumma? It's mechubal karka. No, there's no problem. There's no problem in metal. No problem. It doesn't tell us exactly every detail of how they built it, but no, why? It says you're not allowed to cut the stones with metal, but to go in the floor beams that it should be supported with metal and some type of nail or some bracket doesn't say anywhere there should be a problem. I don't know. So over here, you're right, it's a mystery only on one side and on the other side. That's how we learned yesterday in Mitzvahs, and that's how we learn now in Rashi as well. Let's see Rashi. Now Rashi over here is drawing a lot of things he says very similar to the Mitzvahs. They actually are two versions. Rashi repeats himself. There are two different girsos in Rashi, and over here in this edition, I have brackets. Rashi basically goes through his commentary twice, and it's similar. Each one is similar, but there are maybe slight differences. Question is, well, these two different versions of Rashi. Rashi, he rewrote his commentary, and the printer, for whatever reason, had access to the earlier edition and put them both in, or was it a Talmud, a student, or were there contradictions in different editions of Rashi, and the printer somehow they put it together? Who knows? But in any event, we have over here, you know, Rashi and Chumash is a legend that Rashi fasted 613 days before he wrote his parish on Chumash. You ever hear that before? Yeah. It's a very good book. A very good book on Rashi. I think by Travis. It's a very interesting with the history of the like. He draws from all of. There's not much really known about Rashi, and you have to really search. Very, very far to find little tidbits of Rashi's life, when he lived, where he lived, stories about him, and when he wrote Tanakh, when he wrote the Gemara. Okay, but here we have over here some. Obviously, there are some many nusfais in Rashi, and we have a lot of problems here with this Rashi's. Let's see the Rashi pasuk vav tsela el tsela. So Rashi first says something exactly what the Mitzvah said: ta el ta v'ta al ta. Rashi here learns, at least the edition that we have, or one edition, you probably have other words over here, is you have a chamber adjacent to a chamber and a chamber on top of a chamber, because we're coming to come out with a total of 33, which means there were 11 on each level. There was 5 on the north, 5 on the south, and 1 on the west. So a total, each level was 11. That's what the Targum says. The Targum says there was 11 chambers in each Seder, and there were 3 Sedarim, for a total of 33. Now the other gear is over here in Rashi then goes on to say, that's okay, well, that's all he says, fine. Ta el ta and ta al gav ta. Then it says shloshim v'shloisha pamim, 33 times. The word pam is a very strange word; doesn't really fit into the language, but that's what we work with. 33 pamim. If you were writing this pasuk, you would definitely not use the word pamim to describe 33 rooms. You just say there were 33. What does it mean pamim? Something doesn't really sit well here. No idea. Now Rashi points out, v'bayis sheni hayu shloshim u'shmoneh. Okay, there were 38. What was the difference? The difference was the west. On the west, there were three chambers on each level. There were eight. How do you get eight? On the bottom there was three. The second level there were three, and there were two on the top level. The pyramid. Rashi says in the Bayis Sheni, there were 38. Chamesh Eshrei Bat Safoin, like the Bayis Shlishi, v'chamesh Eshrei Badoroim, chamisha al chamisha, v'chamisha al gabehem, for 15 on each side, that's a total of 30, u'shmoineh b'marav, there were 8 on the west. How do you get 8 on the west? There were 3 chambers on the lower level, 3 chambers on the middle level, and 2 chambers on the top level. So therefore, you had a total of 38 in the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Shlishi, we're downgrading. We're going from 38 to 33. Next, Hutzei Lohu Yotzia. So he points out here, Hutah. Okay, so over here we have, Rashi points out 3 words to describe exactly the same room. I told you, Tah is an impossible, it's a mistake. The word Tzela is what is used in Sefer Yecheskel. The word Yotzia is the selected word in Sefer Melachim, and the chosen word Ta is really a word of is the Mishnayis. We had it before in Pas, but that's what's used in the Masechet Bava Basra, is a Ta, that's the Aramaic word, that's the word that's selected by Chazal. 3 words used to describe the same chamber. The Oimer Ani. Rashi says, when Rashi says, V'Oimer Ani, those who study Rashi and they're into Rashi's Nuschois. So this is a unique thing for Rashi to, when Rashi really makes a very strong point, very rarely does Rashi say such words. So, Oimer Ani, Shehatoim, Shebatsav, Shebedarim, Kach Sidron, this is the arrangement. Shkol Echad V'Yechad Orko Yishteim Esrei Amo. Now that should right away sound all the alarms. Because yesterday, when we went through this in great detail, it was 11. The Mitsudo Stam made the calculation that it was 11. Okay, now we didn't go through the whole calculation because we don't have the whole thing in front of us. But he said each chamber was the length of 11 and the width was 4. And Rashi here says 12. So where is Rashi? Good morning, how's everything? So where is Rashi going to get the extra, where is he going to remove? If Rashi is telling us that each chamber was not 11, but each chamber is 12, hare shishim amah, that's 60 amos just for the chamber itself, and we're working with the number 90, even though the number we want to work with from the area. You look at picture number 3, you want to look at the area from the end of the wall until the base hachalifas. So the base hachalifa is so that number is I think 90. We'll just see for a moment. Shishim amo l'chomesh toim, so it's 60. 12 times 5 is 60. V'chamisha kisolim, and 5 walls shel chomesh amo. So there are 2 differences. Number one, he's telling us each wall was the thickness was 5 amos, not 6 amos. We learned in the Mitzudos yesterday that the thickness of the wall was in between each chamber was 6 amos. Rashi here said it's only 5 amos. But the problem is that Rashi says there are only 5 walls. How can that possibly be? How can there only be 5 walls? If you have five chambers, how many walls do you need to enclose 5 chambers? 6. Look at the picture. There are 5 chambers. There's a wall by the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it, what?
Maybe
this
big wall, but the last one.
The big wall, but there. What do you mean the last one?
On the right.
On the right, yeah.
In number 2.
Number 2, yeah. No, but there had to be a munach. It's not. It's obscured. There had to be a place where you, an alleyway where you can get inside. Yeah, picture
number. Right,
so the
because that last wall on the right is part of the wall of the
on the right?
On the right hand, the big wall that goes to the back of the Azara.
So that's a wall.
Right, and the last use that as its wall.
Right, so how many walls are there? Six.
So besides that, there are.
But what do you mean besides? Bottom line is, if you're going from the end of the Kodesh, look at picture number three. If you're going from the extreme right edge of the Kodesh HaKadoshim all the way until the Beis HaChalifah, that is the wall, that is where the Munach, you see the alleyway, that the gray area is the alleyway, and you see that wall, that wall. How many walls are sheltering the Torah along the this horizontal plane that we're looking at? Six! What do you mean five? Six! Six, count. There are three types of people in this world. Rav Meir, there are three types of people in this world. Those who know how to count and those who don't.
Yeah. I'm the fourth.
So what do we have over here? We have here, on the Torah, there's a wall that, the total number of walls that shelter the Torahim are six. What in the world is Rashi saying here? There are five walls. There are five walls. The Chamisha Kisom Shel Chamesh Chamesham. That's 25, according to Rashi. That's 60 plus 25. Harei Shmoinim V'Chamesh. And that gives us 85. And then V'Roichev Chamesh Amah Shel Hamunach. The alleyway, in this picture you have over here, this the gray area on the left side, before you come to Beis HaChalifos, that's the alleyway, that's five amos. That's Pir Nasti Tishim Amah, that's, I have supplied you with 90 amos, Shel Orech HaKoysel, that's on the north, V'chein Ladoroim, fine, V'shebemarov, what about the west? The west side, Echad, Al-Gabi Echad, Rashi says there's only one chamber, not like in the Bayis Sheni, where there were three chambers. There were three chambers, one on top, on the bottom, there were eight chambers on the west side, three on the bottom row, three on the second row, two on the top row. He learns that in the Bayis Shlishi, Vishvamarav, Echad, Al-Gabi Echad, Ushlishi al gabehen, and there was a third chamber on the third story. The Orkon Eshemama, this is the same as the Mitzvah, the length was 20 amos, corresponding to the width of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Kineged Recha Beis Kodesh HaKodashim, Hare Achad Asa B'chol Seder, thus you have 11 chambers along on each floor. On each floor there are 11 apartments. 11 apartments. Each floor, and if there are three floors, for a total of 33, 11, besidra. Each seder has 11. Okay, so this is, now here in my brackets, it says sefodim acherim. I don't know if sefodim acherim refers to what he just said, or it's referring to what he's about to say now. This is the first version. Now, I'll just read you over here on the side. There's a sefer over here, they have called Levushei Sarad. Okay, Levushei Sarad is an analysis of Rashi. And here all the Mepharshim pick up on this, and they say Barash. I don't know if you have this in your edition. Okay, so I'll just read you over just a few words over here in Rashi. Rashi over here says, he quotes over here Rashi. Kasha, what in the world is Rashi talking about? Hare lachamisha toim. If there are five chambers, tsarich shisha kisalim. You need six walls. The ain loim. I don't tell me shato hamaravi hoyamarich al. Don't tell me that the wall that's on the Marav wall, I don't know what he means. I really have no idea what he means.
That's what Meir was
saying. Well, what Meir was saying.
Yeah.
The Marav wall
attaches to the...
It turns, therefore what?
Therefore
you
don't count it. Okay, the Ein Loimar, he writes here, Shekto HaMaravi Hoya Marich Al Pnei Kol HaToim HaTzvainim VaHadroimim VaHoya Koisla Gamkein Koisla Lutol Tzvani VaDroimi Dze Einoi. Why not? Dimkein Hoya Harba Yoisa Men Tishman, because Rashi's calculation will not, the number 90 will not work out. Because you have to take into account. Even if you want to go say, okay, we're not going to mention that, because that's not important to us. here, because it's not unique to this Torah. That's a wall that's unique to the entire West. But still, you have to make a calculation of distance from the extreme West to the East. And since the magic number is 90, it doesn't work out. So even though you don't want to mention it, but you have to take into account, okay, Rashi is making a calculation. So he goes on to say, So he goes on to say, he wants to say a very, very fast and chiddish. There was basically no wall, not like picture number three. There was no wall on the east side. Okay, let's go back to a simple question. How did you get into these chambers? How did you get in? So you can actually see it in picture number five. Picture number five is the only way to get in. There's only one entrance. This is a fire hazard. They would never get, what is it called?
A certificate of occupancy.
COO. Certificate of occupancy. They would never get a COO from the building department for the structure because there's only one way.
That's why it has to come from Shemayim.
Very good. Okay. They have a stop order on the Beis HaMikdash because it's a fire hazard. How are you getting into these chambers? The only way you can get into the 33 chambers, look, there's only two entrances. And that is, you see on picture number five. Everything was completely sealed off. There's only one entrance on the east side. On the east side is in picture number three. That would be on the left. On the left, the gray area is what's called the munach. The munach is like an alleyway. There's an alleyway where you can walk over. Now, why do you need the alleyway if you can't get in there? I don't know. But it says explicitly there was no entrances over there. It was an alleyway over there for some reason. And the only way to get in was there was a doorway. It's not showing you the doorway on the east side to go into the first tower. And from the first tower, you can go along to the second tower. If you want to go upstairs, we're going to see soon the spiral staircases from one tower going upstairs. So he's suggesting that according to Rashi, that this picture is not correct. Chop off the east wall. And the opening of the tower was completely opened. Not like you see in picture number five and picture number four.
More like picture one, right?
But the top obviously was closed. But like you see in picture four and picture five, they just show you a little teeny opening, right? They see that little teeny opening over there? No. Chop off the whole wall. The entire opening to the first tall was completely open on three sides. The bottom tall only had three walls. And the fourth wall was missing entirely. And therefore, you don't have a wall. So you don't have a wall. So now you can, now it makes sense. Now we have five toyim. Each one was 12 amos. And the five walls from the west until the east, only five walls, each was five apiece, 85. And now we have the munach. And actually was no wall on that extreme side. That's how you're going to have to model the image according to Rashi, not like the way we have it over here, the way we have it on this picture. This picture is working with what he goes on to say. Not only him, he goes on to say later on, he talks about this, and we're going to go through now in much more detail. But he basically goes on to say that is a mistake in Rashi. Okay, that's a very big chiddush. There's a mistake, and someone wrote this who didn't know what they were doing. They wrote this into Rashi. It's not 12, it's really 11. It's really 11, and there are really six walls. And that's what you have to say. That's what he goes on to say at the very, very end. Okay, Omnam. I'm jumping down. You don't have this. After he gives this approach, this possibility, Yesh l'tmoya minole l'rashi zal dover ze. Okay, we went and we've said a very big chiddush to have to revise the model. How did Rashi know this? Umutav hoyo loy l'foresh, it would have been better for Rashi to say like the Mitzudos David, she'orech kol to yud aleph ama, oyle nun hei, that takes us to 55 ama, v'shisha kisolim, five walls shel chomesh ama, five walls of six walls of five amos for another 30. Oilim Rashisha Kisolim Shel Chomesh Amo. Oilim, what does he say over here? Oilim
Olam Chafei, how could that be 30? What are you talking about? How could he say that?
6 times 5. It's 25. What's the number he's saying?
6 times 5.
But what's the number he's giving? 25?
Shishok, 25 he's giving here. 25. How could he say that? The Shishok Kisalim Shel Chomesh Amo Olam Chafei? Not in my book. 30. What is he saying over here? I don't know. Maybe there's a mistake in this. He's telling there's a mistake in Rashi. There's a mistake in this. It can't be. V'ha'munach chamesh amos. It has to be 30. It has to be which is 30. And then another 5 for the munach. Oh, so that comes out. Harei tishim. V'tzorach inon Rashi. Tzorach inon l'vushi sarat.
But I... He's counting without the front wall.
He writes, V'shisha kisolim shel chamesh amo oilim chafei. That doesn't make sense. I don't know. Later on, he has, look how long this parish goes on. It goes on for pages. Okay, Mash, a whole page, pages and pages, analysis, the Levushe Sarat, analysis of Rashi, and he basically comes out and says at the end that there's a mistake, there's an error. This Rashi over here is not really Rashi. Someone put this together, someone who's not familiar. And L'chaira, it's more likely that it's the number 11 is the correct number, and there indeed was another wall, and the wall was 6. The wall was 5 amos. So then you'll come out, like pretty much like what the Mitzudos David said, you will come out, with that that calculation.
I have a question.
Yeah?
In the diagrams.
Yes.
How do you reconcile diagram 2 with diagram 1?
I told you you cannot. I don't know why. I really don't know why. Because I went back and I looked. Everything to me is very sketchy. I looked back in this sefer. The Bayis Rishon, the way they presented here in this sefer, and the Bayis Sheni also had an alleyway. I was under the impression that there was no alleyway. Right? There's no alleyway, that these chambers in the Bayis Rishon, the Bayis Sheni were attached to the wall of the Heichal Mekodesh HaKadoshim. That's exactly what it presents here in picture number 1. And that's the way the Mitzudos, maybe he's referring here to the Mitzudos. I have to go back to say, look carefully.
The art scroll diagram?
Art has an alleyway. Art scroll does have.
The alleyway is towards the outside wall, not towards the main wall.
Let me look. The art scroll. Oh, you're right. Very interesting. You're right.
It's labeled 4-14.
You're right. I didn't notice that. You're right. You're very, very precise. You're right. The alleyway is on the outside, not on
the
inside.
It's only on one side. One side is an alleyway and the other side is
right,
the drain.
You're right. It's very interesting. Very interesting. If you look at the art school picture later, the alleyway is on the outside. There's another entire wall. Okay, obviously, you see how complex this is.
So that would be why Rashi... Rashi holds the walls inside, because if it's outside, you really do have 5 or 6 walls.
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it. I hear what you're saying, but I don't think it makes a difference. The 5 walls and the 6 walls, because we're referring now to the term. We're now referring to the alleyway. Okay, I don't know. You're right. It's very interesting.
The art scroll makes more sense than what we have.
Yeah. I mean, I don't make it. You have to look. He obviously put a lot of work into this. He must have some reason why he did this. Okay, so what we take out of this, let's clarify what we do not know. There basically appears to be three different approaches. You know, in the other illustration of the Mitzudos David himself, which I really should copy and give you, he doesn't have an alleyway at all. In the illustration No, he does have. He has on the outside here. On the outside, he does have an alleyway. All right, but let's just clarify. What we do not know. It appears there are three versions as to where the alleyway is. Either number one, there is no alleyway altogether. Okay, the chambers are adjacent, they're connected directly to the wall, and it's not, at least not showing you an alleyway. Maybe there's an alleyway on the outside. Or the way he's presenting in picture number 6, he's showing you the alleyway is on the inside, or there's a possibility where there's an alleyway on the outside. Picture number 3 clearly shows you the alleyway is on the inside of the ta'in, or possibly reverse it. Put the Ta'in adjacent to the wall of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim.
then have an alleyway, and then have an exterior wall sheltering it from the outside. So those are appear to be the three possibilities. But everyone agrees, he can't. The Pasuk says there were a total of 33 chambers. And there's an issue here, how long was each chamber? Was it 11 or was it 12? If you learn that it was 11, then we can allow ourselves to have the luxury of having six walls sheltering the five chambers. Each wall will be five amos thick. Rashi says each wall was 12, which only allows us to have five walls. And that would require us to chop off the wall on the east. And that opening would be that chamber would be completely open from the east side. Possible. Okay. Now let's see the next Rashi. Rashi basically is going to repeat himself. After we come to the Sfarim Achedim. Okay. Next words of Rashi. Shloisha ush shamhe shaloish. I'm in Rashi per pasig vav. Like half down the halfway through Rashi, the Rashi again starts all over again. Do you have in your edition this again?
No.
You don't have again? Shalosh shalosh shalosh
shalosh. No, we have
both.
Let me see. Let me see what you have. Give me one moment. Let me read here from your edition. Kuf Lamed. Tav Kuf Lamed. Right, you don't have it. Or maybe later on you're going to have it.
Maybe later on.
So over here, so let's jump down to Ubo's. Okay, he does a few words really. And we'll just a few words. Shalosh pam achar asar achar asar gabe machar. Okay, fine. That's not so relevant. Let's go further. Now, Ubo's bakir. Okay, so let's go further in Rashi. Ubohos, Bakir, these, he's going to tell us exactly what the Mitzudos told us. The floorboards, the word Ubohos, the subject of the word Ubohos are the floorboards for the middle chamber and the upper chamber. They entered into the Kir Asher Labais on the inner side, Latzlois, Koirois, the beams, Aliois, Hayitzim, Aliois of the stories. Story number two, floor number two, floor number three. Hayu Rosh Shehen, the end, the edge, Shel Tzad Mechitzos HaToim HaChitzoina, of the outer Mechitza. Ba'os, they entered, V'noikvois Bakir, they penetrated into the wall, B'tzidoi HaPnimi. On the inner, on the inner side. Now, what does that mean? He explains, "Vezehu asher labayis latzlaos." Labayis means the inner wall of the chambers. Bitzidoi, the side asher l'soicha toim, that was inside the chambers. That's a little bit vague. I'm not sure. Vezehu liyoy, so that achuzim bikir habayis kivum bechoska. It should be the firmly strong. V'lo yiyu achuzim bikir habayis. Rosh shehem shel tzad hakir ahechel hayubos v'nokvos al kinisos. He's just repeating himself. They would rest. They would penetrate or nusach acher umunoches. They would rest upon kinisos protrusions, a blita, some type of horizontal surface. In the wall of the hechel would boil it, would stick out, would protrude into the toim. Kumo sha'amr b'binyin shlomo, like it says in Ben Sefer in Melachim, ki migraos nasan labayis saviv chutzas. There in Sefer Melachim it's clear. There's one word there that says it all. If not for this word in Sefer Melachim, we have no clue what this is referring to. And that's the word migraos. What does the word migraos mean? Steps. What is a step? What is a staircase? Horizontal protrusions. You go up a staircase, so there is a horizontal surface.
Almost like an indentation.
Indentation. You go up the next step, every step is a horizontal belita. So that's the key word. If not for that word, we would be clueless what this is referring to. Migraos, nosan labayis savchutza. The wall itself was built like a staircase. For what purpose? In order to rest the floorboards of the second story and the third story. So we're basically in Sefer Yecheskel, we are extracting what it says in Sefer Melachim, and we are injecting that understanding into these psukim, and we're going to force that interpretation into these psukim, whether we like it or not. Whether you like it or not, that's going to have to be the pshat in these psukim, even though if you just read these psukim by themselves, without ever reading what it says in Sefer Melachim, you would have no clue what this pasuk is talking about. But now that we have Sefer Melachim, and there we have this unique term called the Migraos, we keep that in mind, and we force that interpretation into Sefer Melachim. In Sefer Yecheskel, he goes on, Hayotziah ha-tachtoyin ha-chomesh ba'amo. Now you see here in the picture, now here's something that's also very little tricky. He's now describing the bias sheni, or the bias rishon. The width of the chamber in the bias rishon, the bias sheni, was wider than the width of the chamber in the bias shlishi. The bias rishon here, if you look in this picture, it's four. Picture number one on the bottom. What is the width of the floor of the room? We had a whole discussion in Rashi. What was the length? Was the length 11 or was the length 12? But what was the width?
Four.
The width is four, and it's explicit. It said this back in the pasuk before. The width of each chamber was four amos. Here in the what about the bias rishon and the bias sheni? Five. The lowest level was five. Chomesh b'yam ha'roichav chalala, v'aliyasa shesh, and the second story in the bayis rishon and sheni was six. Shahaya kaisel ha'echol konus milamala amah, as the wall got higher and you came to the second story, the wall went in one amah to allow a horizontal surface, a step, to allow to rest the floorboards. Lefich l'ifr chalal, the empty space ha'tichayna of the middle level was shesh b'amah ruchava. The hashli shis in the third level was sheva ba'amah ruchava. The hihoisa aliyah shel tichoina, and that was the aliyah of the middle one. That was the roof. The roof was the floor of the third level is the roof of the second level. Shel kaisel ha'echol konus l'soicha achal amah milamala, because as the wall went up, the wall kept on getting thinner and thinner. Now that's the way it looked in the bayis rishon. That's what the pasuk means migraos. Now Rashi winds down. V'yaf elu hayu kimaisan. Here in the bayis shlishi, it's exactly the same thing in concept, but not in measurement. Because in measurement, we're starting off with a smaller space. The pasuk before in the previous pasukim taught us that the lowest level, the width was only four amos. So when you go up to the next level, it's five, and the next level is six. It's four, five, six. In contrast to the bayis rishon, where it was five, six, seven. And the wall is the same. The wall starts out six, and it goes down to five, and then to four. V'zeo shamar v'lo hayu. This is what the pasuk here means. V'lo yihyu achuzim b'kir habayis. They did not bang brackets into the walls and connect the floor beams with brackets like they do today in construction. Lo hayu noikvim b'kir ha-hechel. They did not penetrate, make holes in the wall of the hechel to insert a brech. Like you over here in this bookcase. In this bookcase, they drill holes into the wall. They drill a hole and they put a bracket, and that bracket we use to hold up the shelf. They didn't do that. They didn't make brackets, because brackets are eventually going to collapse. Or whatever you're going to do, any hole you're going to do to attach the wall, it's going to collapse. Kishor Rosh HaKairos, Nemuchim, like other types of beams, which are Nemuchim HaKavuim, which are low HaKavuim, because of the Gavaya, that are attached to a very tall wall. Shenoiklim hakoisel, they make holes in the wall. V'toikim, and they insert, they thrust Roshei HaKairos Banakav, they actually put the beams into the hole itself. And now here they have a bracket. But sometimes they chisel out in the wall itself, they chisel out a space in the wall itself, and they somehow they thrust the beam into that space. That's not the way they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay.
So how do they do the other side?
Right? Oh, good question. So that's part of the mystery. Yeah.
I was arguing in the art scroll.
Yeah, what did they show?
They did have holes in the walls where the floorboards went in.
Hillam, can I see
there's chisel. There was bottom picture.
Okay, so he's showing over here. Okay, so we're going to pass this around. It's very interesting. Pass this around. you get an idea that on the right side, on this side, it was the beam went into the wall itself.
Well, how do we know for sure that the bleaters weren't on the other wall also?
Because it says, that's why it says bifnim, that's what this pasuk means. The word here, the key word is ubohos bakir asher labayis.
Oh, so
bias. The bias here in this context means the inner wall.
Right.
Okay, the inner wall. Lats la'ois, sounds like, let's do something that's a little confusing. But you basically see, in picture number one, you see you only have it on one side. That the one side where you have the steps is called the bias. The other wall, it's flush, it's flat. How did those beams stay connected? It doesn't tell us. So in your illustration, it shows that they would somehow, they would chisel out the wall and they would stick the beam. It's not as strong because it's not a perfect flat surface. Or maybe they were done.
That's how much they chiseled out.
What?
That's how much.
How they chiseled out? Okay, whatever it is. But that's what it says the Bible. This is the illustration. Now, let's go now to Pasuk Zayin, Uruchava. Uruchava is just elaborating upon this theme, Uruchava. Now, the word Uvirochava. This word sticks out. What does this word mean? It's in the middle of nowhere. If you don't have the Mefarshim, it's impossible to understand what this means. And yet, you see how difficult these psukim are. When they came to build the Bayis Sheni, they struggled. They read these psukim. What? What does it say over here? They don't have a Rashi. They don't have a Mitzvah Stavit. They had Ezra. No, they didn't. Ezra wasn't Bavel. They had Nehemiah. Ezra wasn't Bavel. What? They didn't have art scroll. There was no art scroll Chumash. Art scroll Yecheskel. So what did they do? They had a very hard time understanding the Ruchava. So let's right away see this one word in the Mitzudos David. The Mitzudos David translates the word. Okay, Uruchava. Pasig Zayin. If he's telling us these two words, Ritzonei basically means it's not to be taken literally. Loimar. This means to say Binyan Hatzlois Hayucholchos Umis Rachavois. It's a continuation of the previous pasuk. The fact that the walls had steps, the wall got thinner and thinner. That means each level was wider than the lower level. The lowest level was 4 wide. The second level was 5, the third level was 6. Mm-hmm. The middle level, nisrachava, me'atachtoina, kishir, according to the calculation, mashen nifchas bo'evi kiyabayis, based upon how much the wall got thinner. The wall got thinner by 1 amma, so the second story was 1 amma wider. V'chein hu'el yoinis meho emtsois. That one word that sticks out in this pasuk v'rochava is basically a parallel to what it says in Sefer Melachim, the Migraos. The fact that the walls are made like steps allows the second and third level to get wider and wider. Okay, next. Now it says v'nosva. What does that word mean? Nosva means a spiral staircase. Sevev, sevev. And you can see this in picture number 2. They show you. It looks like a fireman's pole, right? It looks like you really can't see so well, but like these openings where you go from one level to the other level through a spiral staircase. They had a lot of them. They had how many of these? They had 11 of these. 11 of these going on in each side, going through all the different levels. 5 on one side, 5 on the other side, and 1 on the other side. Vinosva, and it turned. Well, in each line, in each room, right? I just meant in one parallel thing. Lamala, lamala, going upwards, the spiral staircases. Latzlaos, for the chambers. Ki musav habayis lamala, lamala. Because the bias, it circulated. Lamala, lamala. Saviv, saviv, labayis. We have to go inside, see what those words mean in more detail. Alkein, roichav, labayis, lamala. Each is going back to the beginning of the pasuk. Each level of the three levels got wider. Bechena tachtoina, yala alav el yoina, from the tachtoina you would ascend alav el yoina la tichoina to the middle one. From the bottom level you would ascend higher to the middle. Words are very, very hard to translate. Let's go through very slowly in the Mitzvah Stavit. The word next word is v'nosva. What's v'nosva? Binyan malois haya. there was a staircase. Ad lamala lamala lavoy el chatzlaos shahayu mimal, to go into the chamber that was upstairs. Ki musaf. Okay, what does the next words of the pasuk mean? Ki musaf habayis choizerhu al reishis hamikra shomar virochava. When the pasuk now begins, these words, we're going back to the beginning of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk had one word that stuck out of nowhere. That was the word virochava. We're coming now to explain what does it mean virochava. Virfarish bezeloimar. Because the koisel, the wall of the bayis that surrounded the structure, bigiroin, it decreased, it diminished in thickness, so that we can rest the floorboards. Saviv saviv labayis mikol shalosh haruchos, the wall that surrounded the entire structure on all three sides as it ascended got thinner and thinner. Bialkein, therefore nisrachev tzalos habayis. That's why each story got wider and wider. Lamalo ha'em tzois mehatachtayna, the middle chamber was wider than the lower chamber. And the upper chamber was even wider than the middle chamber. Okay, the next words are v'chein ha-tachtoina. Now, when it says v'chein ha-tachtoina, this goes back to the second part of the pasuk on the staircase. See what we're doing? Going back and forth. We're now going back to the staircase. Musav, these words, al v'nosva. We're now referring back to the staircase. Loibaran is teaching us, v'chein b'hamesibah hahi, with regard to the staircase, the spiral staircase, Allah ha'oileh, a person, the human being, that would ascend, me'atachtayna, from the lower chamber, elu v'olyoyna, b'derech hatichayna, if you would ascend from the basement, from the lower level, to the top level, through the middle level, b'derech hatichayna, v'lo ha'yula mesibah acheres, and there was no other way to get up, other than going through the staircase. He seems to be saying is the staircase is primarily to get you from the lowest level to the highest level. It just happens to be, if you want to get off in the middle, you got to jump off. It's like you have an elevator, right? You have an elevator, there's only on the elevator, you have a 10-story building, right? The elevator, there are only two buttons on the elevator. Ground level, the lobby, and the 10th floor. Go into an elevator, right? Go think about this. Go into an elevator, there are only two buttons. You can go the lobby or 10. Let's say I want to go to floor number 5. Just jump off. When the elevator gets to number 5, no doors. There are no doors on the elevator. You got to be quick on your feet. You jump off. That's what it says here. It says to do is a staircase that took you from the lowest level to the highest level. And happens to be that it passes through the middle level. If you want to get off on the middle level, just jump off.
But you could understand it was extended from the bottom to the top.
Right, so it's
so
it's going
obvious
through.
You will, can get up from the middle.
Well, he's not saying it like that. I, obviously, that's what it has to mean. But that's what it says. It says, "V'chein ba'mesibahi ha'oileh mehatachtoina." The person went from the lowest level el ha'elyoina to the highest level. B'derech hatichoina, happened to pass through the middle level. He just happened to pass through. There was no other staircase. There's no other way you can get up other than going through these spiral staircases. That is one interpretation. So when this interpretation,
one was up and one was down.
No up, no down. There's only one staircase. You use the both. Yes, like in this picture. In this picture,
they had it dedicated because if you look at the if it was 5, what was the width of the room?
We said 11. According to Mitsubis, it was 11 by 4. The bottom level, so how much...
A spiral staircase, you need...
You take up a lot of space. That's right. So how much space was left over? If the whole room, if the dimensions of the room are 11 by 4, the bottom level, and you have a spiral staircase in the middle, how much space you have left over in the room? Very little. It probably takes a little more. How much?
Spiral steps are very narrow.
Very narrow?
Yeah, very narrow.
Okay, fine, okay.
Unless it's in the corner.
Whatever, no, I don't know. It doesn't say where it is. It doesn't say where it is. But this is what it shows. Now, Now he has another interpretation. Over Nospa, Yoimar al Hamasiba Shenispar Lamato. Or now he's introducing us a new concept. The word Vinospa refers to the alleyway, something that we have not yet mentioned. The alleyway. The alleyway was called the Munach. The Munach. Yoimar al Hamasiba Shenispar Lamato. Back in Pasuk Yud Beis, Becheshbon Roichav Shiv Ma'ama. According to the calculation of 70 Amos, what does it mean, the 70 Amos? I'm not sure what he means by that. Hamesiba govha lemala, the mesiba was high lemala, lelechas derech ba, lemala litzalois, return to Leimar, litzalois ha'imdois mimal, ki yegia govha ad goiva hatzlois ho'el yoinois. It reached until the upper chambers. Now, what he's learning over here is something I thought only the Rambam says. See, in these pictures, they're not showing this in this picture. I really have to bring in the Rambam's version. When you see the Rambam, you're going to be in shock. The Rambam learns the Toyim something completely different. Radical difference in how the Rambam understands what the Toyim. They were not little chambers like this. They were basically horizontal. They were long, narrow corridors, extremely narrow, very 33 of them, very, very long. There's a whole different interpretation. And the Rambam is the only one that I actually saw says this, is that the Mesiba was actually a ramp. In this illustration, they're showing you the Munach, you know, in the art school, they show you that it was just an alleyway. No, it wasn't an alleyway. When you go into the Munach, and you make a right, the picture number 5, you go into the Munach, you make a right, there's a ramp. And the ramp takes you all the way, like for a wheelchair accessible, Beis HaMikdash. It takes you all the way up to the roof. And then when you're on the roof, then, hey, how do you get to the roof? So in this picture, in picture number 2, they're showing you there's a staircase to get to the roof. What? The staircase goes to the roof, but who says? Maybe according to this interpretation, the staircase did not take you to the roof. The staircase only took you to the upper chamber. To get to the roof, you went on a ramp. You go into the Munach. You go into picture number 6. On the bottom, you see the Munach. And picture number 5, you see the Munach. Picture number 4. And you go into that area in between the chambers and the wall. And in between the chambers and the wall, there's a ramp. And the ramp takes you all the way to the ceiling, to the roof of these chambers.
So what is the purpose of the roof?
To dry grapes.
No, but you like in the Gemara.
What?
Unless
I don't know the purpose. I have no why. Right. I don't know why you need to go to the roof. What are you doing up there? What are you doing up there on the roof? I don't know.
Whatever you do, how do you get to the middle floor?
How do you get to the middle floor? Staircase. That was a staircase. To get to the middle floor is clearly a staircase. Question is, how do you get to the roof? So in the Mitsudos' first interpretation, you get to the roof from the staircase. There is a staircase which takes you from the base.
But according to the Rambam, how do you get to the middle floor?
They had staircases too.
No, there was no middle floor. According to the Rambam, I have to show you the picture. According to the Rambam, there is no middle floor. There's only one level. It's only one level, and it's just narrow chambers. There are 15 narrow alleyways. Can you imagine this? On the perimeter, on the outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Over here we have 15 rooms.
Right.
Each room is a nice size. It's 11 amos by 4. Then it's 11 by 5. 11 by 6. Rooms that take up the whole space. He learns it went all the way to the top. All the way, by the way, he doesn't have it like this. The Rambam does not learn that the solos were these little things. And it was low. I mean, like the way you see the image, it stopped. The Rambam learns that the whole structure was one big square.
This
went all the way to the very, very top.
This.
And the 15 chambers were 15 very narrow alleyways. Going down the entire length of the...
Number 3 gives you a very good solution. All the Ta'im were connected internally.
Yeah.
You could have a staircase in one.
Yeah.
And that goes up and you can arrest on each one.
Okay, so we don't know how many staircases there are. The Mitsudos is just...
Also, if you're using it for storage...
Yeah.
It says, Beferish, you had a survey.
Yeah.
But if you're using it for storage,
You don't want staircases that are breaking up your storage space.
Well, how are you going to get from one room to the next?
Ladder. We have the Gemara where
Mr. Klein.
Put someone in the attic and took away the ladder.
I don't know. I hear what you're saying. I don't know. It says here the permanence. I don't know what it is. So the Mitzudas over here is the point out of here. He's telling us two different understandings of what one place in this alleyway. Was the alleyway just an open space for beauty, for design? Or was the alleyway really a ramp to get you to the ceiling, the roof of the Ta'im? That's how he learns in the second interpretation.
If it's a ramp, you've got to figure the incline.
Yeah,
it's
very steep. Right.
Because if it wasn't so steep, high, if you're talking, the whole length was 60 amas,
okay,
and the height was 30 amas, so you're talking.
No, it wasn't necessarily 30 amas. We don't know the height. In this image, the height is not too tall. The height in this image, they showed you the entranceway. The entranceway. Look at picture number two. What was the height of the entranceway? 10 amas? I think it was 10 amas. Yeah. So it shows you the ceiling of the tomb was not more than 6-7 amas. So that's not so much. That's pretty good. So
three floors and six arms.
They were very obviously they were very narrow. You had a duck when you went into these little chambers. You're right. They were very narrow.
Makes sense. You're there for 60
to I don't know.
Six.
That's what it says.
It's a good slope.
It's a good slope. The only one that learns this alleyway was explicitly for the purpose of a rim is clearly the Rambam. And here the Mitsudo stud is actually borrowing from the Rambam. And he's saying over here that's what the alleyway really was. It wasn't an alleyway. It was a ramp. And that's what the pasuk here means when it says the nasba. One more time, those words. When we have one more time of ivenasa yomar al hamasiba shenispad lamata the ramp becheshvin roichav shiv ma'ama. I don't know what that refers to. Or it's saying the loymar hamasiba the masiba the ramp the alleyway gavo lamala. It was a slope. Lo leches derech ba to go upon this path, this alleyway upward, lamala high up latzalois to the chambers. Ritzon loymar latzalois oimdes mimal, or maybe to the upper chamber. Ki yegia gava its height reached at gava hatzalois valyonis to the upper chamber. Maybe there's not even the roof. Maybe it means it just went to the upper chamber. Vialze omar vechein atachtoyna ritzon loymar vechein olah oila aloyoina. You also can go from the Elyoina. You can go from the basement, from the bottom level to the top level through the middle level. In addition to using the ramp, you also have a staircase. You have a choice. You have a choice how to go upstairs. Yeah?
Who says the. Does it say here that the Seibe. Had to be inside. Maybe it was right outside in the walkway.
That's what we discussed before. Where is this opening? Where is the mesiba? In this illustration, it's putting the mesiba between the Ta and the wall of the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. So we said in the art scroll, they show it not like this. They show that the chambers were connected to the wall of the Kodesh HaKodashim. Then on the outside there was an alleyway, and then there was an additional wall sheltering
the
alleyway.
The stairway could have been outside the wall.
There was no stairway. There was a ramp, and it says there was no stairway.
Could have had a round, a spiral stairway.
The spiral stairway was inside. That's what. That's how he learns. The Masiba. That's how the Mefarshim learned. There was no. Doesn't say there was a staircase anywhere on the outside. The only thing we have on the outside, possibly, in one interpretation, was a ramp. Staircase was concealed.
It means for the Latzlois, which were the rooms, there was a soviv.
So he's saying that's the ramp. That's the ramp.
It's a staircase. Who says the staircase has to be inside?
I don't know.
You
have
to go to the library and have a rolling stairway.
Rolling a ladder along the, the walls of the bookcase.
So you have a rolling spiral that you put where.
I hear what you're saying. You're saying a new interpretation. Chidushei Rebbe Meir Al Yecheskel, soon to be published by the Morning Kollel.
This is the fourth.
A new interpretation with a new model, a new novel interpretation, and you will present your interpretation to the Sanhedrin and Yetz Hashem very soon when we build. And we're going to have the third bias, and we're going to have over here all of these dilemmas of what to do, how it's going to be built. Let us finish up this mitzvah. So here he writes in the parentheses, there was no ramp. There is no alleyway on the west side. There is no West Side Highway in the Beis HaMikdash. Only the FDR. No West Side alleyway there. Now let's see what it says here. Now let's just review the pasuk and we'll stop. Okay, the pasuk is extremely complex. So let's review just the words of the pasuk according to the interpretation of the Mitzudah Stavik. We start off with one word and we put a very heavy break. Virochava. Period. Period. What does that mean? The wall was like a staircase in order to allow the floorboards to rest on the horizontal surface. Period. And Mimela, each successive level was wider. Was an amma wider. Period. We're done. Okay, next word. Vinosva. Period. Staircases. Spiral staircases. Exquisite spiral staircases were present in the chambers of the Ta'im, like you see in the illustration. Period. Okay. Next words. The next words, when it says now the next words, Lamal Lamal is now returning back to the word Virochava. This that we said Virochava, we put a period. Let us return to the word Virochava and let us now elaborate. This that it said it was Virochava means Lamala Lamala Litzalois. As each level, as you went higher and higher, Le'ela Le'ela, as you went higher and higher, level number two, level number three, it kept on getting wider and wider because the walls got thinner and thinner. Okay. Period.
Why,
next.
Why can't you say it goes up and up?
That's what the Mitzvah says. That's what the Mitzvah says. I hear you, many interpretations. That says lamal lamal litzalos. Period. Now the next, put a period there. We're done. The next words, according to the Mitzvah, this is going in this first interpretation, is going back on the word vinosva. This that I said, that there was a staircase in each one of these chambers, let me elaborate. Ki musav habayis lamala lamala, because the wall, the reason why we needed a staircase was because how else are you going to get upstairs? There was a wall that entirely enclosed Musa, it's surrounded, it was a perimeter that surrounded all three sides, Lamala Lamala, all the way to the top. So there's no way to get inside. How are you going to get upstairs? There's no drones that are going to carry you upstairs. How are you going to get there? You need a staircase. Ki Musav, there was a bias, the wall of the bias is injected, went Lamala Lamala, all the way to the top, Saviv Savla bias, and that is why we need staircases. Period. Put another period there. Now when it says Al Kain Roichav Labais, he's going back Nochamo, going back to the word Rechava. He's going back. Now let me add in more details to the word Rechava to give you more elaboration. Al Kain, therefore, since the wall went higher and higher and got thinner and thinner, Roichav Labais Lamal, it was wider upstairs. V'chein had, period. Okay, period. Now, Nochamal, now we're going, switching back to the word, the Mesiba, back to the word of the Vinosa, back to the staircase. And with regard to the staircase, that's the way you were able to go, V'chein ha-tachtoina, the person, the human being, that was in the lower level, when he wanted to ascend to the highest level, how would he do? He would go up that staircase, Yala, Alho Elyoina, he would go up to the highest level, means through the middle level. So the Basic is bizarre as it gets, according to the Mitzudos. You start off with word A, and then with word B. Now we go back to explain, a little few words of explanation for word A, and then we have a few words of explanation for word B. And then we go back to explain a few words of more explanation for A, and then we come to explain a few words of explanation for Pasuk B. Isn't that a little bit difficult?
Yeah.
Very difficult.
Any editor would have rearranged the Pasuk.
That's why you're getting a taste now. We have a taste now of why this it was so hard for us to build the Bayis Sheni according to the blueprints of Yechezkel. Because they were simply, we really don't know what it means. That's really what we're saying. We're forcing an interpretation to the Pasuk. But when the Bayis Shlishi will be built, we push it. Of course, we understand what
the. Yeah, but then we're going to have the fights and the
meaning,
you know, like
so in a chanami, it's not going to be a shock that if the Bayis Shlishi may look nothing like these models. Who knows that the Bayis Shlishi may indeed look nothing like, may look nothing like what we have in the, we have in these illustrations. Rashi is just telling us the best that we can do to understand the pasuk, and this is how we are forced to understand the pasuk. Okay, tomorrow we're going to have to go over the pasuk again according to Rashi.